Bible and turn with me, if you would, please, to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, and verse number 1. Matthew's Gospel 13, verse number 1. Last Sunday, we preached on what's growing in your garden. You have to get the weeds out of your garden for your garden to produce, because the weeds use as much sunshine and water and fertilizer, sometimes more so than the good fruit that you're trying to produce. Matthew 13, Jesus is talking about the sower of the parable. And it's 57 verses. I'm not going to read all of them, but you need to read the entire chapter because there's connecting dots that you will see. I want to begin in verse 1, and I just want to read straight down through probably about verse 11 nonstop. So, and I want to preach on today, who am I? There's four people in this chapter, four hearts. You have the wayside, the stony ground, the thorns, and then the good soul. There's four people in this. There's two themes, the mysteries of the kingdom and the word of the kingdom. Four people, which one of them are you? The mysteries of the kingdom, do I know them? And the word of the kingdom, do I have it? Matthew's Gospel 13:1, the same day when Jesus out of the house, you see the word the, very important three-letter word, the house. This is his house. It's on the northwestern corner of the Sea of Galilee. He moved from Nazareth to there. This was his house. He was not a poor bum sleeping under bridges. This is his house. This is where he lived. And so he sat by the sea. So he sat by the sea, and there's a lot of folks gathered at his house, verse 2, unto him. And so that he went, he got in the ship, and he pushed out a little bit, and he taught them and created a sound effect off of the water so they could hear him, all right? Now, verse number 3, and he spake many things unto them in parables or stories, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse 4, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls or the birds quickly devoured them up. Verse 5, and some fell in stony places. You know, you have soil that's got a lot of rock in it, where they didn't have much earth, had any dirt. You see, seeds had to have dirt. And forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. They just sprang right up, all right? Verse number 6, and when the sun was up, when it got hot, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. They didn't have any depth in their relationship to the earth. Verse number 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them out, just shut them down. Verse 8, some fell into good ground, and they brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold, all right? Depending on the type plant, depending on what's involved in your life, you know. So we got wayside, we got stony places, we got thorns, and we got good ground. Verse 9, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, if you got a spiritual ear, you can hear what he's saying. If you don't, you won't. Verse 10, the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Okay, this was like a private conversation. Verse 11, he had been preaching to a group of people, but they kind of whispered in his ear and said, why do you tell them this in parables? In other words, he's implying, you know, they're not going to get it all. And he answered and said unto them, listen carefully. He answered and said unto them, I'm in verse 11. He answered and said unto them, his disciples, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Everybody don't understand. They're blank as a sheet of paper. Go on, verse 12, very powerful verse of scripture. If you can understand verse 12, you can go far in life. For whosoever hath this understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom, to him shall be given, and he shall have more in abundance. If you get it, God will use that and bless you if you don't cancel it out with something else. And notice what it says, but whosoever hath not the mystery and understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. The potential for him to understand is gone because he just don't get it. You say, well, why is that? Well, I didn't write the Bible, but you and I both know there are some people that get it and some people that don't get it. Do we agree? All right, can we agree on that? Okay? All right. Now, drop on down, if you would, please, to verse number 18. Kind of repeats it again, but breaks it on down. And hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth, in verse 19, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and casteth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. This is the wayside. In other words, the seed gets thrown over to the wayside. It's gone. It's not going to grow anything. Let me tell you the biggest thing that concerns me about church people. People that I've preached to for almost four decades that have never heard a spiritual sound, a spiritual word, never been affected by no kind of service whatsoever, completely untouched and unaffected and unmoved. They concern me. The person that comes here and hears from God and goes out there and says, I'm going to go live my life. God's not going to allow that and their lives are wrecked. I'm concerned about them. But I'm not as concerned about them that sit on a church pew three times a week or two times a week or whatever, and they never hear one word from God. You know there's people like that. That's a dangerous place to be. See, the Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, they came to Jesus. Miss Patsy, they said, look what all we've done. We've cast out devils. We've prophesied. We've given. They just list this whole bunch of stuff they've done. Let me tell you something. If a person has to prove to you they're spiritual by talking to you and you don't already know it, they may not be as spiritual, Brother Mickey, as they want you to think they are. You with me? You know what Jesus said to him? One thing I love about Jesus is he really enjoyed, how can I say this nicely, ticking off the religious people, okay? He enjoyed it. They told him this long list of stuff, Jonathan, they had done for him to impress God. Hello, class. You will never impress God. He's already been impressed. Okay? You may try to impress me, but you will never impress God only by just worshiping Him. Because see, Miss Debbie, I'm the only one in here besides God and the devil that knows just how saved I really am. So you know what Jesus said to him? Daddy, you know what he said to him? He said, because I have people call me when they get up 40, 50 years old and actually start reading the Bible, Kim. They start reading it and they call me and say, my God, did Jesus really do this? I thought he walked around and just loved people with, you know, his hair in a ponytail with flip-flops and slept on the side of the road. I said, that's the Jesus you've been taught. But that's not the one in the Bible. You know what Jesus said here? If you go find that place in probably Matthew 7, something like that, don't turn there now. You've got plenty of time to read the Bible the rest of your life. And if you go on to be with Jesus this afternoon, you'll be up there with the Bible and you won't need to read it, all right? And we'll cry, we'll bury you, then we'll go on with our life. Yep, we love you, all right? Jesus said to that group of religious people, devil, he said, depart from me, in other words, go. And then he said this. When God says this, Hilton Spears, it's vast. He said, depart from me, I never knew you. But just roll out, just roll it a little bit. When God says he never knew you, that means he's never going to know you because he never learns anything or meets anybody new. Okay? So you don't want to be in with that group, all right? So wayside. You don't want to be in there. Verse 2. Or number 2, stony ground, all right? You got some potential here, maybe. All right, are y'all with me? We're in verse 20. But he received the word and the seed in a stony place. I think I'm in verse 20, yes. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and with joy he receives it. I mean, he heard it, praise God, he's swinging from the fans. I mean, God is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah, I've seen them too. Let's read on about them, okay? Y'all with me? You stay with me? All right, yet. Now, that little three-letter word in chapter 21, verse 1. Yet. It's another one of them little three-letter words. Changes the whole scene. Yet hath he not rooted himself, but dureth for a while. But when the tribulation or the persecution ariseth, it's not Brother Scotty's fault. Dear God, would y'all give me a people? I mean, not y'all, but people, would they give me a break? It's not my fault. All right? Notice what it says. Persecution arises because of the what? Word. You get in connection with this word, it's going to stir some stuff up. And by, he is offended. In other words, he gets his little feelings hurt. God didn't do what he wanted him to do, so he's just going to quit. The word offended means to quit. Okay? See, a lot of people come to church, and Mr. Taylor just gets so excited, and they're going to teach every class. I mean, they can teach five classes at one time by themselves. Which one do you want me to start in? I said, we'll talk about it next week. Then I never see them again. Yeah. You can't imagine the people I meet that love Jesus. Until, well, anyway, we're going to move on. What verse are we in? 22. And he that receiveth seed among the thorns. Now, here's a tricky one. 22. He that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word. Now, he hears it. But the care of this world. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Let me break it down. The burdens of this life. The pain of this. Let me break it on down. The death, the cancer, the mysterious things that happens. But the care of this world, you know, it can choke you down. It can choke you down to where all you can do is hold your Bible because you can't see to read it because you're too busy crying. Because there's so much stuff going on in your life that you don't understand. Are y'all with me? Are y'all with me? Okay. Y'all with me? We're getting to the real people now. And then it gets into the deceitfulness of riches. You can't buy happiness. It's been tried a million times. You can't buy it. I know people who have. I've probably tried a few times myself. Because see, when you go buy that new car, you feel good, man. You good. You bad. You nationwide. You like ZZ Top, baby. You got it blasting, man. You bad. Right up until that payment comes due. Then that serotonin up here, that's an actual chemical in your brain, your happy juice up here, it kind of, whoo, I mean, you open it and you said, oh, Lord, that's that payment. And believe it or not, that payment's exactly what you signed on that piece of paper. And they want that, Jonathan, every month. It's an amazing thing about folks that want you to pay them. They want it, bless God, they need to do something different about that plan. I don't like that plan. I met a friend of mine that loves borrowing money. He don't like paying it back, but he likes to borrow it. He had a friend at the bank, all right? Won't call his name. I had a friend at the bank. I went in a store to get me a drink. He was over there. He's always just full of laugh, talking, never shuts up, just talking and laughing, carrying on some mess all the time. And Mark, he's sitting over just like this, just sitting over there just like this. I said, what's wrong with you? Lord, don't even call his name. He says, God, I went over to the bank to borrow some money. He told me I'm going to have to pay some of that other back. I said, what y'all talking about? I ain't never had to pay nothing back, just a little interest. Well, we own a new plan now. He said, oh, no, I can't live on that plan. Can I get an amen? Talk to me. Where's the real people at today? Yeah, Chris, you know exactly who I'm talking about, all right? he just wasn't in that plan. Well, the bank's on that plan, okay? Are y'all with me? And it chokes the word and you become unfruitful. So these burdens and realities, they hear. You know what I'm saying? You ever heard that old saying, they just got enough sense to be happy? Okay. Sometimes I wish maybe I was like that. You follow what I'm saying? I didn't know that even who the president was. You follow what I mean? There's folks that don't even know who the president of the United States is. They don't know who the vice president is. They don't even know what country they live in, actually, for that matter. But they seem to be a lot happier than me. Can I get an amen? Do you know what I'm talking about? Solomon left his palace and went and traveled the world to try to figure out what was going on. He got back depressed. He said, bless God. Solomon, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, he said, where there's much knowledge, there's much sorrow. Bless God, I shouldn't have took that trip because them folks out there are crazy. Yeah. I forget what crazy movie it was. I probably saw a clip from it. I watched movies about 20 years after they come out. But anyway, this guy didn't know how to read. So other fellas going to teach him how to read. I just saw this little clip. I didn't need to see the rest of the movie probably. But he taught him the letter A. And he's going to teach him the letter B. And he went, oh my God, how much knowledge can your brain handle in one day? This is enough, my Jesus. In fact, I saw that on Facebook. That's the same guy that fell off that hill. I can't remember his name. Mark, you put him on about every other week when you go to work. He rolls off that whole mountain about a mile, and he just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling, and he gets to the bottom and stands up. What's his name, Mark? Chris Farley, yeah. Mark puts it on FaceTube every once in a while, whatever things go. Anyway, FaceTube, just watch it. Mark will post it, all right? Find that and post it tomorrow, okay? He rolls off this whole mountain. I don't know what movie it is. I may not need to be talking about it. Maybe an ugly movie. I have no idea. God forgive me. But I saw those two clips, you know. And I mean, he just rolls down this whole mountain about a mile. Anybody know what? Anybody? And he just jumps up like, whoa. Y'all feel me? Y'all with me now? The real people? Like my friend Wild Man? Every Saturday night before he went home, he went through the sand pit like Dukes of Hazzard, and he jumped that sand pit, and he landed and went on up to his house. He lived up on the Young Crossing Road. You know what I'm talking about. It's three of them. It's Wild Man was the oldest. I don't think they ever nicknamed the middle one. The baby was Precious. Precious started first grade with me. He's the one that ate all my colors, especially my orange ones and my green ones. And I did his schoolwork because I didn't want him to stay in that grade again, okay? All right, anyway, that being said, Wild Man, what did he forgot that they built a road, okay? When you build roads, you have to have dirt. Well, they dug the dirt pit out, John. It's 80 feet deep. He come to work Monday. He's walking sort of like this. His eyes is always just everywhere, okay? You ever talk to one of them people that's just looking everywhere like something's after him? Okay? Well, something's been after him. I think it was in mushrooms. I'm not sure, but you know, some of y'all don't understand that. But anyway, he wore these mushroom necklaces and let them dry, and he just tuck them like Tylenol. Anyway, that's another story. All right, that being said, I said, what's wrong, Wild Man? He said, man, they built a road up under my sand pit and took all the dirt away. Dear God, he said, I jumped. And my God, I like to never hit the bottom. Yeah. Anybody feel like, talk to me today, baby. We're going to have some church today, okay? And I've only been preaching 17 minutes and 21 seconds. It's going to get good here in a little while. Yeah. Anybody with me today? I mean, baby, yeah, praise the Lord. You can't always see it coming. I have a lot of Ricky Springers I could tell. Most of them I can't tell, okay? But I can tell you this one. Ricky Springer's been shot several times. The worst one was when he got shot right here. And he went to the hospital and told them to take it out. And they said, it's not hurting anything. He said, well, I'm going to take... He took his knife out. They said, no. He said, well, either y'all going to take it out or I'm going to take it out. He wore a necklace with a bullet in it. True story. All right. Anyway, that being said, but he said he'd been struck by lightning. Was eating lunch one day. He said he'd been struck by lightning, run over, all he shot. He said, but the worst pain he'd ever been in is when he dove off that bridge in that creek and he didn't know about that cypress stump about 6 inches underwater. He jobbed up in it like a spear. You know, that stuff you don't see coming, can I get a witness? Amen. Them cares of the world, okay? And that deception, you won the lottery and the IRS beat you to the house and took most of it. You understand what I'm saying? Can I get a witness in the house today? Amen. Who am I? Where I fit here? I'm going to tell you where I want to fit. I'm trying to get there. I'd suggest you do the same thing, all right? Are y'all still with me? Hey. Huh? Hold on. Now, you're sitting on the front row right over here. And who was talking to you? Springer?
Yeah. Huh? And he was standing there talking to me. Somebody dropped a songbook on that four-wheel piano and hit solid.
Pow! Made a pow. Like a gunshot. He run. Yeah. That comes from being shot at a lot, all right? So.
He been shot. I said, he thought everybody's been shot.
Well, I know for a fact he has. Yeah. We used to run around together as a teenager. That's all I'm going to say, okay? Are y'all with me? Amen. This world's a mess out there. So somehow, I don't care what you got to do, there's two places you got to get. I want you to go back, Joshua. Joshua, go back to verse 12. Read it closely. For whosoever hath to him shall be given. That's the person you got to be. Say, Lord, let me be that person. And he shall have more abundance. In other words, if you got the mystery and the word of the kingdom, if you got it, and you don't cancel it out with some other stupidity, that ain't God's fault, all right? If he blesses you some money to pay your light bill, and you go, you really want to pay the light bill, but you get sort of sidetracked on the way. Okay, that ain't God's fault. He gave you the money to pay the light bill. Like the boy that come to my house the other day, and I paid his light bill. Probably light bill wasn't even due. All right, you understand what I'm saying? And so he's gonna come to church the next morning. All right. Have y'all seen him? No, I hadn't either. All right. So anyway, for whosoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. So before I left church today, I just sat right there on the pew. And I say, God, I got to have the mystery and the word of the kingdom in me, so I know that you're going to give me something to go with it. All God needs is a little something to work with. Just a little bit. He don't need you to be perfect. If you wait until then, you ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get it. God's a God of grace. But if you'll say, God, here I am. This is it. What you get is what you see. He can work with that. And he'll give you some more. He'll even take from him that hath not, the folks that ain't going to get it, he'll take their blessing, give it to you, because they're not going to use it. You feel me? So be the person that's got something today. Say, Lord, I got me something today, and I'm going to walk out of here. I'm going to be blessed this week. I don't care what they do. I don't care what they say. I don't care what hell does. I know you. You know me. I got something. I'm blessed. Can I get an amen? All right? Now, go back, Joshua, to verse 23. For who's, verse 23, but now look here now. But he that receives seed into good ground. Say this with me, Lord, let me be good ground. Let me be good ground. There's difference. See, some soil you have to put different kind of fertilizers on it. You follow what I'm saying? Now where Micah lives, up there on that hill, man, you can grow. I have pictures of corn 14 foot tall with 5 ears on it. I mean, there's some soil there. Okay. Some other soil you have to fertilize. My daddy, he really don't like planting gardens. He'd rather fish. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So since he don't like planting gardens, he never was real good at planting gardens. Okay? How many knows if you fertilize peas too much, you'll make vines and not peas? Does anybody else in here know that? Okay, Miss Kathy knows it, all right? So Mama made us plant a garden.
Yes, sir.
And bless God, Daddy. Help me, Jesus. So Daddy said, these peas is going to grow. Big D, he laid the fertilizer, triple 13. He didn't know none of them other numbers. He said, just get triple 13. Is that the best fertilizer y'all got? They said, well, it depends on who. He said, I want the best. Them's the biggest numbers. I want them numbers, triple 13. Ain't never bought another kind of fertilizer at Hazy Chris except triple 13. If you buy anything but triple 13, it ain't no good. Say amen, Lamont. So we get home, Kim fertilizes them peas, Austin. I mean, he lays it to. Baby, let me tell you something. Now, Mark, the folks what drove down the highway, man, we had pea vines that ought to have been in the Guinness World Book of Records. You understand what I'm saying? Folks drove by and said, man, that Levon Boater knows how to grow peas. There's one thing wrong with that. From a distance, you couldn't tell there wasn't one pea on one vine. So Levon managed to make my poor mama mad twice over the same garden, all right? He didn't want to plant to start with, and then he grew a bunch of pea vines, amen? They pretty, okay? A lot of folks is pretty, but they ain't doing nothing but walking around being pretty. You understand what I'm saying? I've worked with people. They come. I look like when I go work 10 hours, it looks like I've been drugged behind a truck in a mud swamp all day. I've worked with folks. They just as clean when they go home as when they couldn't have done anything. Maybe that's why I'm so tired, all right? So, good ground is he that heareth the word. And you heard the word today because I've read it right here to you. You've heard the word and you understand it, which also beareth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30, according to what you need in your life. God's got all that figured out. So you've heard the word today. You've received the word today. And you understand that you don't need to be all them waysides and stones and rocks and all that stuff. And you need to be aware of what's going on. And you need to say, now, God, I ain't got much of nothing. Well, that's the kind of folks he's dealing with. See? But I want to be in verse 23. I want to be good ground that you can sow into. And I can reap a harvest. And like he told Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless you, Abraham, so you can bless everybody else. The contribution that the Jewish nation has made to this world, books could not hold. They're even helping their enemies that's bombing them irrigate their crops in a desert. They use drops of water instead of sprinkling water that evaporates before it hits the ground. You understand? They got this whole system. They're in Southern California right now trying to help them figure out what they're going to do about water. So, and God went on to say, if you bless Abraham, I'll bless you. Yeah. Good ground. Say this with me. I'm good ground. By the grace of God, I'm good ground. And God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you because you've sown seed into good ground. God's using this church to touch the world literally from right here to there. Speaking of which, pray. I'll be preaching the Shelby County Fair again in just a few weeks. Pray. Great opportunity to preach the Word of God. Okay? So we start here in Neshoba County and we literally go to the other side of the world because we're good ground and God just keeps somehow miraculously paying all the bills around here. Look around. There are no millionaires in here. There will be one day in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus. Everybody say amen. Amen. Everybody say amen. Yeah. So figure out today, who am I? Figure out today. Which one of these am I and what do I got to do to get to verse 23? Just write it down, Lord, and I'm going to do it. Make a commitment. I'm going to be good ground. God can trust me, and I'm going to be blessed so I can bless others. God will bless you. He has blessed us, but He's got more blessings for us. Yes. Every head bowed, every eye.